Hello, this is Tammy Hart, the Agreement Coach. I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to my podcast, Release Your Thought Knots, Be Kind, and Unwind. I'm dedicated to assisting you in releasing any negative agreements and thoughts that you have in your life and helping you to replace them with positive, happy thoughts and agreements, and giving you the resources that you need to turn your life into a beautiful masterpiece of art. Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to talk about being a creative force of nature, which we are all creative forces of nature. We are the creators of our life. And when I learned this not too long ago, probably about 10 or 15 years ago, I thought, wow, what an empowering and wonderful way to think about yourself. What an exciting and I don't know, just it just made me feel like if I can create my life and I am responsible for all my choices and where I'm at today, that just gives me the power. I mean, for some people that might sound kind of scary, especially the people that I grew up around. I grew up in a very religious culture, a very religious community, where they put someone else upon the altar and, you know, this is the person that's going to save me. And it's not only that, but they also, if they are sinning or creating a sin with quotations, then they're blaming it on something else, another entity outside of them. So, you know, they don't have any responsibility for their lives and they don't take any responsibility for their lives. They can't save themselves and they are not responsible for their sins either. They do have like a confession thing where they have to confess their sins or whatever. And then of course that entity outside of them will save them. But, I don't know, to me, that just did not resonate with me. The thing that resonated with me the most was my first time I went to Teotihuacan, with the Ruiz family. We were sitting in a class, and I remember Don Jose saying these words. He said, "Why can we take a picture of someone who we don't even know, a master who is outside of us, and put that master on an altar and put all of our faith and all of our love and all of our power into that photograph, you know, and giving that person, all of our power, why can't we take a picture of ourselves and put it up on the altar and put all of our power into ourselves?" And I thought, what an empowering thing to think, you know? What a way to think that I can create my life the way that I choose. And, you know, growing up in a community where as a mother and a wife, you kind of sacrifice yourself. You know, it's the noble thing to do, to sacrifice your life for your family and your children. That's what you're here for on this earth, to sacrifice. And, you know, you're going to get rewarded in the other life, in the next life. And I grew up believing this, and I began my journey as a mother and a wife in this mindset, thinking that I'm being noble, that I'm, you know, being a good person and doing what I was supposed to do. And, you know, when I had a little girl, and I just thought to myself, I want her to believe that she can be whoever she wants to be. She can be who she chooses, that she doesn't need to sacrifice herself for anyone or anything. that she can have the power to be who she wants to be, and she can be responsible for her choices and her actions. And that's when I kind of began on my journey. I've already told you this story if you haven't already heard it. But that's when I began my journey to self-love and acceptance and becoming the creator of my life. And, you know, I tend to give up my life for others. But you know what? I've realized that that's my responsibility. That's me choosing to give up my life for another person. And, you know, I'm not going to choose that anymore. I've decided that I am the sole creator of my life, and I am going to create the life of my dreams. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little scary. This religion put a lot of fear in us, making us believe that we don't have any power, that we are not creating our life, that there's something bigger out there that is supposed to be taking responsibility for our sins or our actions or whatever. But there is something bigger. There is a big, beautiful force, but it's inside of me as well. And I can choose to create my life the way I want. And with that knowledge and that awareness, it brings a lot of power to a person, because that makes me responsible for my choices, completely responsible. I used to work in a field of addiction, and we used to have groups for domestic violence perpetrators. And in those groups, it was such an interesting thing, as I would see these men and women. They would come in and they did not take any responsibility for themselves. I don't even know. It was hard to even make them see the responsibility in their actions. Like, you would say to them, you know, where is your responsibility in this? And they could not even see it. It was so weird. They would say, oh, I got put in jail because the police officer put me in jail. The police officer did this to me, and he took me to jail, and it was his fault. Or, you know, my wife or my husband did this, and so it was their fault that I abused them. It was always the other person's fault. And, you know, it was quite a crazy thing for me to see. And it made me realize, you know, if you've ever listened to me talk, I learn more from my clients than they probably learn from me, which is great, because I can always reflect on myself when I see things like this. So I see these people not taking responsibility for their lives and not taking responsibility for their actions. And I realized that, you know, they're never going to get anywhere in life by blaming it on everybody else. They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to continue to abuse. They're going to continue to get put in jail because they cannot even look at themselves. They cannot even see what, you know, what part they're taking in where they're at in their lives. And I remember when I was first divorced, I took this class at the local college. It was a class for displaced homemakers, and I wouldn't have considered myself that, but I wanted to take the class because it was going to give me a scholarship to go to school. But I learned so much in that class. I learned that even though I was in an abusive relationship, I had to take responsibility for my part of that. You know, the part that I chose to be in that relationship, that I chose to stay in that relationship, that I chose to, you know, marry that person and have children with that person, and that I chose to react to that person the way I reacted. Like, I had to take responsibility for my part in that. And the interesting thing is, when I learned that, you know, I was a single mom, and I was dating and meeting people that were also single and also, you know, maybe divorced or, you know, in and out of relationships. And I always thought to myself, you know, I always threw up red flags when I would be on a date with somebody and all they could do was blame, you know, their ex-wife or the other person. Like they would just sit there and talk about the other person and how horrible they were. And it was never, you know, never their fault. And that always made me put up a red flag because I knew that that wasn't true. Yeah, sometimes we can be victims of something, but we have to realize that our energy attracted that, that there's something inside of us that made that happen. There was a choice that we made that created that situation in our lives. And once you realize that and you realize what you're doing and how you're creating it, then you can, you know, move forward and start creating something different. But as long as you stay in a pattern, you know, allowing everything around you to create your life and not taking responsibility for who you are and why you're there, then that's just going to continue. You know, everything outside of you is going to create the life that you're in, the religion that you're in, the education, the political situation, you know, the government, everything outside is going to create your life. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to work at a job from 9 to 5 and, you know, to be able to pay your bills and live paycheck to paycheck and, you know, live for your pension or whatever. I remember I used to work for the state. I used to work at, you know, for the state government as a social worker. And I used to watch these ladies that I worked with, and they were all living for their retirement. They were living because they were going to be able to retire in 20 years, and that's what they would talk about. Like, they were not even living in the moment. I don't even know that they enjoyed their job. They were just living because they were going to be able to retire in 20 years and have a great pension and a great retirement and be able to have health care, you know? And, you know, I kind of grew up like that. I grew up with that mentality that you live for your retirement or you live for the next life, you know? And I didn't like that. It didn't feel good to me. I was pretty young and I was working in this state office and I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. I was going to start my own business and I was going to make a difference in the world. And that's when I created my own business. And it was a very successful business where I did the same thing. I took care of developmentally disabled people, but I was able to be my own boss and make my own hours and do it on my own terms, you know, with the authority of the state still kind of looking over me and the federal government. But I created that business and I started on a journey of creating my life. And this was way before I even met the Ruiz family. But I realized that I did not want to live my life based on my retirement or based on my life after death. I wanted to live my life in the moment. I wanted to create my life in the moment. I wanted to be responsible for where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I wanted to be responsible for my own paycheck, the amount of money I'm making. You know, being responsible for that creates a kind of a motivation to do your best and to create something beautiful and create something that works. And if you want to start a business, the only advice that I can give you right now is that you just don't stop, you know, because there are going to be times when you're frustrated. Like right now, I have a book out and it's a little frustrating to wait for people to want to buy it. You know, I've sold quite a few copies, but not as many as I'd hoped. And I'm just waiting and I'm changing things and I'm doing things differently. And, you know, as long as you keep moving forward and keep creating, you know, you put your art out there, you put your ideas out there And then you move to the next idea. It's like what Andy Warhol says, you know, you create a piece of art, you put it out there into the world, and then you start creating another piece. And, you know, there have been times when I've felt nervous to put my art out there, felt fear that maybe somebody would steal my idea, or felt fear that somebody would, you know, say something mean about it or put it down. But, you know, that's going to happen. That is just going to happen. And, you know, that's gross. You know, whatever. If somebody wants to steal my art, that's gross. And it's fine. And it's a little bit douchey, but whatever. You know, if you can't create your own art, I'm sorry, but I can create a piece of art and then I can create another piece of art. I know inside myself that I can create a million pieces of art if I need to create them, because I know that about myself. I can write 100 books. If somebody wants to steal one of my stories, whatever, you know, I can write another story. And once you come to that conclusion, once you realize that you have that power to create whatever you desire and that you can continue to create, your creativity never dies. It's always in there and it's always moving forward and it always wants to be there and work for you. And, you know, let it work for you. Give yourself that power. Give yourself that freedom and that joy to create the life that you want. You know, create and design and invent and be the creator of your life. You know, be that creator. And don't let anything outside of you tell you that you cannot do it, because that's a lie. That's a lie, and it's not, it doesn't serve you at all to believe something like that. You are a great creator, just like I am a great creator, just like everyone is a great creator, and we are all the same. And I'm so, you know, empowered, and I feel so happy when I'm creating. And I know that if you start creating your life with your responsibility and with everything that you have inside of you, that you are going to also feel a lot of joy.